This is the voice of Washington agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. We asked the question yesterday, why do they still call it the Farm Bill when it appears that issues from outside agriculture are keeping it from passing? The Washington Policy Center's Maddie Clark says it can also be broken down into what would be best for different ag regions in the country, like here in Washington.
I would say Washington State is in a little bit different position because we are different than the Midwest. So we have an opportunity to talk about what type of farm bill would be better for us. And I think that's one that puts more dollars to research because 23% may go to farms, but less than 1% goes to research dollars. So that would help our farmers in the dryland areas or in the irrigated areas that are wanting more crops to rotate in or dealing with pests. That research money would be so good and has a great return on our investment.
Clark says the Farm Bill originally focused most of its attention on research.
The Farm Bill doesn't focus on that anymore. It focuses on SNAP. It focuses on a safety net, which is much needed, but can be reformed. And then a little tiny portion goes to research and to trade, things that Washington State really needs.
On whether or not she thinks the Farm Bill will pass before the September deadline, she says it's a toss-up.
I've heard that it will most definitely just be extended in September, that we won't have a new one. And then I've also heard that, yeah, we'll get it done.
Another vote is scheduled later this month. The deadline to pass the Farm Bill is September 30th.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.